There are a handful of days in our church calendar that, and in the liturgy that we do when we come together in church, that seem to sort of beg to me to be silent and to just listen and let the story and the liturgy do their work on me. This is one of those days. What can I possibly say about this day in Jesus' story, this final chapter in Jesus' life on earth as one of us? I don't want to oversimplify it. I don't want to sentimentalize it. I don't want to explain it away to you. I don't want to explain away the suffering, the agony, the humiliation, and finally the agonizing death of Jesus, the Son of God, the human being who came to embody God's love on earth to us. We've been following Jesus around the countryside in the last few weeks in our readings and in our services, and we've watched Jesus demonstrate the power of love and compassion to everyone whom he met. And today we hear the story of how the religious authorities, with the help of one of Jesus' own followers, have him arrested and manipulate the political power of the day, Pilate, into having him executed. How all this was carried out. And it's a horrible story. And it doesn't make any sense. Unless it makes perfect sense when we realize that Jesus' message of self-denying, sacrificial love was so dangerous to the powers in power, the religious and political powers of the day, that they had to silence him. And it was obvious from the way Jesus had led his whole life that he was not going to be silenced. The only way to silence him was to kill him. Here at St. John's, we proclaim the message of God's undying love and faithfulness. Jimmy, Mary, Travis, and I preach about it every time that we stand here and talk to you all, because we believe that God's love will save us. Will save us from ourselves, from our ego-driven selves, from the distractions and deceptions that the world lays before us, from our own brokenness, that in God's love for us is salvation. And the stark reality of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, is this. Jesus was murdered for being the ultimate love-spreading difference maker. The path of love can be dangerous. The path of love took Jesus to the cross that day. It makes no rational sense. Perhaps it doesn't even make emotional sense. And I'm not going to stand here today and try to convince you otherwise. This is a day to let our hearts be broken, to stand at the base of the cross with the women in fear. This is a day perhaps when we can find in ourselves humility powerlessness, perhaps rage at the awful spectacle of Jesus nailed up there, dying for love. This is a day to let the story, just as we hear it, do its work on us. I know how hard it is to sit in pain and confusion. And I know personally the temptation to do anything that I can do to avoid great pain, to go around it rather than to go through it, by closing my heart to suffering or to jump ahead to where we all know this story takes us. And I also know that truth and powerlessness and humility can be as bitter as sour wine on a sponge. But letting this story in, embodying it fully, is not about punishment. It's not about self-flagellation or shame. It's not even about despair. This is about looking the horror straight in the face without looking away. Here we sit, brokenhearted, as Jesus' body is laid in the tomb.